Okay, gents, we will start with questions in the room first. Mitch, sure you want to kick us off?
Why does he always go first?
He's got connections. I'm slightly afraid of him.
Go on, Mitch.
Martin, I guess a persistent performance in the end where you guys got into a lot of good areas throughout the match, and then finally those ended up resulting in the ball in the back of the net. I guess just your thoughts overall on the performance.
Yeah, I mean, I was quite happy with the performance. Even in the first half, I thought, you know, we've been conceding on set plays, and especially corner kicks, and we talked about it, worked on it this week, and we talked about it before the game, even in the pre-match, guys, set pieces, let's be sharp, let's be attentive, let's see the action through. So it was, you know, it was going into halftime, and funny enough, I kind of felt like we were going to get one, and if we could get the one, I thought we could get a few more, and told the guys that, and stick to the plan, get the first, and then once you get that, you'll score two or three, and, you know, it was just through sheer will and hard work that we were able to come back.
We talked, I think, after last match about getting Mo into better positions, and you know, mm-hmm. he gets into better positions today, and lo and behold, goal and an assist. Yeah, your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, it was a good performance. You know, Mo's doing a job. He's got a great attitude, captain. He just, whatever the team needs, been playing him wider, trying to get him into pockets if we can. We were getting some good overload today, and Richie was doing a good job of getting in behind. So with Brian, got into dangerous areas, just weren't able to have the connection first half. And then, we stuck to it and were able to still get into good areas and cause them a bunch of problems. And you know, it's nice to come away with a win. We still got a long ways to go and a lot to work on to be the team we want to be. But, you know, hopefully we can go on from here.
Thomas Hewitt.
Nashe, last week, like Ryland, when we're talking, you were, you know, pretty unhappy with the way like the first half went, and I think you said something about, you know, the lack of urgency that York had, and today it's a similar story, but coming out of the locker room, completely different team. So, you know, what is kind of the similarities and differences between last week and this week?
I thought we were a little bit better, but we did lack a little bit of urgency to start the game. And I talked about it post game today again, but it can't become a theme, mm-hmm. right? You give team leads in this league, and oftentimes you don't come back. So we came back today, but we've got to start games better. I thought once they scored, about 20, 25, or we needed before they scored, we started getting better and coming into the game more. We were just kind of okay to that point, and I thought after the 20th minute, I thought we kind of stepped up a gear and kept going and kept getting better as the game wore on. So you want that to happen, but we've got to start better.
You know, a couple injuries today, Cordova and Slanovich kind of changed up the formation a bit. I think it was more like 4-3-3 today. So, you know, just wondering kind of where that kind of idea came from and just your thoughts on having maybe another trick up your sleeve.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to keep chopping and changing formations, but we're not, like, doing crazy things, really. It was just the game, I wanted to be more solid in midfield today, and so started three central midfielders. I thought it worked for the most part. We got into some good areas, and today I allowed my fullbacks a bit more freedom than I have been. I liked it in some ways, but don't know if it was too much freedom. So we'll have a look at that, and you know, one can go maybe, but I don't know about both. So we'll see.
Nice job before the match.
Yeah. Say.
Maxwell
performs
in the match. So.
Did he? He was excellent tonight. I thought he had a great game. Some good crosses. He played some good passes in behind too, with a good weight. So, thought he was fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brandon, off the other flank, coming off the bench. Kate had a really good game. I think picks up the assist on the last one there for Mo, and nearly gets another one just before it on Richie's.
Yeah.
I think the Scott it was just
scuffed it. Yeah.
Just wondering what you thought about Caden's performance on the bench.
Yeah, I thought Caden was really good. I thought Caden was good last week in Victoria. I thought he was one of the bright, you know, bright spots in a not so great performance. Although I thought second half was good in Victoria, but he's a winger that I play a lot at fullback, and I thought it was just the game was crying out for it. I thought they were getting high, we were up, and I thought he'll defend as a winger really well, and he's our fastest player, so he's got pace to get in behind, and when he had a run on twice, he had a run on a guy and used his pace, got into great areas, and you know, it was good for good. Both passes were good, but it was good for us. I think it's good for us to get Mo going. So Mo's got his goal, and hopefully he can, now he's off the mark, he can keep going. So, but yeah, I thought Cade was really good tonight.
And I don't know how much of it you saw from the sidelines, but just on Ryan's goal, but it's a bit of a weird one, I think, all things told. But yeah, just Cade going in and you know, putting you guys on the way to 3-1.
Yeah, it was great pressure by Brian. Noticed the ball, bouncing ball, their center back facing his keeper, and they were in close proximity, and the weight of the pass, I guess, allowed Brian to get his foot in. So, you know, to be fair, and a lot of those times you don't win the tackle against the keeper because they can throw everything at you and probably not going to get a call, right? So good strength to win the battle and, kind of a simple tap in. But I thought Brian worked real hard again tonight. He's been bringing a lot of energy. So got his just rewards.
For sure.
Any other questions in the room?
Rob, I guess this year's been one of your shortest runs in Canadian Championship.
Yeah.
But to put it that maybe there's a bright side, there's less injuries and you're going to be less tired. It's only one game per week rather than other years.
Yeah.
Is there something you can say, well, let's look ahead, at least we're not playing Montreal, which maybe we struggle with, but you know, it's just CPL teams. Cavalry maybe struggling and Halifax struggling for now. Maybe winnable.
Well, I think every game for any team, you got to think it's winnable. I think the parity in the league's still there. A couple teams have got off to bad starts, but it doesn't mean they can't come back because you look at Cavalry, who won the league by a long margin last year, didn't win in their first 7 games last year. So I think they had 7 draws or something like that. And so they had 7 points, but they hadn't won. So, and then they ran away with the league with 14, 15, maybe 16 wins, I can't remember. So, I mean, it's early in the season. You know, if you can get on a run and get some confidence in a group, it can go a long way. And any team can beat any team. So you got to go into every game looking to win.
Any other questions, Jacob?
Caden Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. When he went on as to sub in, he showed a great performance out there.
Mm-hmm.
That went all the way wide. He made a good cross to Mo Babuli in the last minute. What do you think about how he performed in the match for the 500th match?
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic. He brings us energy. He brings us pace, physicality. He helped us close up the left side. You know, they brought in the right back, Alarcon.
Yeah.
Very good player, and they brought him on. I know he's not fully fit, but he's dangerous. So it was, you know, a good matchup for us to put Caden in with his speed and strength and power. And once he got in behind, I think it was tough for them to keep up. So, no, he had a great performance. He had a good performance last week. So, I think he's a talented young player. Just still at 22 years old or 21, is he 22 yet? But, he's had a couple of good performances. So hopefully he can just keep going on from here.
Also again, Brian Wright does showing that he could score, being one of the top scorers for the Canadian Premier League. Now he's on his third. Do you think that Brian Wright, along with in the front with Mo Babuli and Austin Ritchie, is good for the front?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're all very talented. They've all scored goals in this league. I think they've all scored at least 6 in a season, each one of them. So, you know, they have quality, and they the good thing about them is they're not the same type of player. So the three different types of players that they can all play as a nine, they can all play out wide, they can do a number of things. So, you know, it's important for us to get them going. And, three talented players that I think, you know, if we can get them scoring on a regular basis, I think we could see them, one of them take off and score a bunch.
So you're gonna be, you're now moved up alongside with Calgary FC, together with your team,
yeah.
York United. You're gonna be versing at ATCO Field.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be challenging for that one?
I mean, they're a very good home team. You know, it's a change to go from turf to grass, which is another challenge. And but you know, they're a team that is consistently at the top of the table. They're, you know, you got to go and you got to win the battle there before you can win the match. So it's gonna be a tough game. We're gonna have to look at them and deep dive into them, because you got to be on it when you're there. You can't go in there and start like we started in the last couple of games. You gotta get off to a good start there and be on the front foot, or it can be a long night.
Just before you wrap, one for me, because I just want it on record. The duels, how competitive the guys were tonight. It was something maybe in Victoria that went against us. Maybe
yeah.
It wasn't as competitive as you'd like, but tonight, tackles were one. I think Frank maybe won everything in the air.
Yeah.
Played very well.
I thought Frank was fantastic. He's been fantastic in every game for me. Hardly puts a foot wrong. And he's been big for Noah too. I thought Noah was better in the air tonight. He's still got room to improve there. But I think Frank's really helping Noah along in the stage, and I think they're a good combination right now. So yeah, I mean you can go through the team, and I thought Orlando started slowly but had a good performance as the game wore on. I thought Brem was fantastic. Baldy was fantastic first start this season. Jose, I thought, you know, a lot of guys had good performances, but I still think we can demand more and we can be better.
Thanks, Gaffer.
All right.
You're done. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Be back with Max in a sec.
Cheers.
Max, you're in Calgary.
Where are you waiting? Think out of 500 CPL games, Max has been in about 300 of them. So maybe you can start with that.
Sounds about right.
When's he going to get a Ferrari?
It's in his contract. Once he hits 100 CPL appearances, which he will do before the end of the season, he gets a Ferrari. Now, it might be a miniature Ferrari about that size, but that's called contract details and legalities. Mitch, you want to kick this off with Max, please?
Yeah, I might have to do some math on the 300, but I don't know if that'll add up, but yeah, just your thoughts on, especially the end of the match, kind of the persistence to obviously going down again, but this time turn it around and score three.
Yeah, I think today we, going into at halftime, I think the guys were disappointed, especially letting a goal like that, and then playing well right after the goal. I think our heads didn't go down, and we kept pushing, and then we showed the character we are. We showed how close we are, as not just on the field, off the field as well. We're a family, and we did it together tonight. All the guys that were on the pitch and the guys that came on the bench, off the bench, sorry, showed it, and we were rewarded with three goals.
And I think it's the second half of the season that you guys have scored three at home, and I don't think you guys did that last season at all. So, what's your thoughts on maybe the more clinical nature of the offense this year?
Yeah, I think going into this year, we looked at our home record last year, and it was a goal for us to make this place a hard place to play. And so far, two wins, three goals per win, and it's we're on track, and we just got to keep going.
Tom.
Max, you know, we were talking about coming out of the locker room looking a lot better. What was said, you know, by the coaches and, you know, amongst the players in the locker room?
Yeah, I think after seeing the first half, how it played out, the first thing all of us said is there's goals in this game. We go out there, we play exactly how we want to play, and there will be goals out there. We just got to take our chances and stay compact defensively, which we did, and let our creative guys up front score goals. And that's what happened.
Brandon.
Max, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, I think, with
Christian coming off the bench about bringing energy in off the bench and being that spark. And I mean, Caden tonight on the opposite flank is either bombs up the wing on one, doesn't quite get the cut back to go for Austin, but gets back up on another one, the second one, and pulls that one back to Mo to ice the game. Just wondering what you thought on the final 16 minutes from it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, all you got to ask for when you see kids come like that off the bench, it's energy, bring energy, and they did, right? Like you said, Christian, like he did last time against Forge, he does it again tonight, comes on energy, runs a lot and wins his tackles in a game that we needed him to do that. And then, like you said, Caden, yeah, I was kind of surprised when he got to that ball too. It was probably about 30 feet in front of him, and it shows how athletic he is. And yeah, it's just good to see guys, like I said, guys that started, guys that come off the bench, we all have a role to play, and it changes game by game, but for everyone to step up when they need to, it's really important for us to keep going.
I like how you also referred to Caden and Christian as kids. I think it's probably about 18 months between games. That's always nice. You're such an aged veteran for our group now. Any other questions, Robin?
Well, I know this is the 500th game of the league, and I guess I've asked questions before about when they first started the league, they were players coming from outside Canada, but you as a young guy playing, you know, I'm a League One guy for Aurora, did you think, hey, I could maybe make a living at this, and I'm going to continue to, you know, year after year play for York? And what did you think?
That's a good question. I mean, seeing the league get created, was it a goal of mine? Yeah. Did I think it could happen? I mean, I'm a pretty ambitious guy. I wanted it to happen. I want to play for my hometown club. And yeah, it's just a special moment, especially being a part of these games, these historic games. The year's been around for 500 games. I mean, it's special to see what's happening in Canada soccer, and to be a part of it is, yeah. And for me, it's doing that. I was looking into the first league. I was playing in League One Ontario at the time when the first league was happening. I've said it before, I was at every home game. I was in the stands as a fan, me and my dad. So it's kind of doing that in front of hometown kids like myself was. I see a bunch of kids that play soccer now that are around the age that I was when watching, and it's special to see and special to be a part of as well.
Got a couple questions here to ask you. Is this the team's best performance of the season?
I mean, it's a special one, being down 1-0 at half and coming down and scoring three goals in a game that we really needed, especially after a couple results in the past week. What is it the best? It's different to say. I mean, the last home game was special as well. Scoring three goals at home is always special, but this one feels really good, and especially being down and really showing who we are as a team, as players, as people. It's special to us.
Mo hadn't scored yet this season. Very modest, usually. Very kind of calm and collected. He celebrated a lot after scoring that goal. So was that a reflection of the team's performance tonight? Was it a reflection for him finally to get off the mark? Which was it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just, we wanted to win. Coming into this game, we wanted to win. We wanted to score goals. We wanted to do it in front of our fans. And yeah, I mean, a guy like Mo, a player like Mo, for him to score, I mean, the games before, he had chances, he was setting up a lot, it was just a matter of time, and when you see your forwards score, and it's special, and for me, my reaction when Mo scored was I was probably going just as crazy as he was, so it's special to see when you're captain like that, it gets off the mark, it's a special thing to see, and also I have to mention, Noah scored his first pro goal too, so I didn't actually know he scored it, it happened so quickly, I found out in the locker room after.
Yeah, people presumed it was an OG.
Yeah, we didn't know that. I didn't know he scored until after, so that's a special moment for him, and he's put in a lot of work, and it's special to see him score a goal at home in front of his home people, too.
You know what that's like, scoring in front of your friends and family. Any other questions in the room before we can let this man go? All right, Maxi, thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Max. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.